10 years ago, Michelle Stockton and her friend Kristen Collier had an idea. They wanted to start a sewing group that would bridge the generation gap, one stitch at a time.
Some girls were asking me to teach them how to sew. And at the same time, at the neighbourhood centre, they had an op shop ball where girls had enjoyed getting the op shop clothes and altering them. And they wanted to come to sew as well. And so I went to the church ladies and I said, OK, I've got this idea. And they all just went, yes, we're in.
Hello, I'm Melissa Martin. I'm in a church hall in the New South Wales mid-north coast town of Bellingen. Every Monday afternoon during school term, students from the local high school gather here with their older mentors, ladies who have a wealth of knowledge and experience when it comes to sewing machines and needles.
So what I wanted was the passing down the skills, yes, but I wanted the older people to share their wisdom with the younger people. And I wanted the young people to respect the older ladies.
And how has that vision eventuated 10 years later?
Way better than I could ever have imagined. It's just beautiful. It really is the most beautiful thing. The girls love the ladies and the ladies love the girls.
Okay, do a good girl. Okay, that's right.
It's not just the sewing machines that get a workout in this sewing group. Knitting, crochet and embroidery skills are also being put to the test.
We are making a glasses case.
Where did you get the idea?
I got the idea out of a magazine. I've made a Christmas stocking, bunch of bags, pillows, hair stuff. And I've also recently made this patchwork pillow.
And what attracted you to come to Stitched Up?
Well, all the ladies are lovely. And, yeah, I just love sewing.
What sort of projects are you doing?
At the moment, I'm doing a few. Making a pencil case. I'm making a skirt and shorts.
I'm working on some embroidery that is of... I'm basing it on an illustration of these two parrots and I'm going to, you know, do some embroidery of them.
Maxine Keyes is one of the ladies who's been volunteering her services to the sewing group for the past 10 years. She's delighted to be able to pass on her skills to the younger generation.
Oh, just pleasure. It's such a joy to... They're all great kids and they all are so interested and it's just lovely to be able to pass on stuff that you've taken for granted yourself for years. And, yeah, it's nice.
And does it surprise you? I mean, I guess sewing can be a bit of a lost art. Does it feel good to be able to pass those skills on?
It is. That's what it's about. It's because it did seem as though a lot of... that we'd lost a generation of sewers and now the younger ones are all getting interested in the sloppy.
And I guess the young people get a lot out of it in getting your skills, but do you get a bit out of it as well?
Oh yes, it's lovely to pass on things and you feel like a mother hen, you know, when you see they've created something that you've shown them how to do it and they're happy and you're happy to see it done as sloppy. They're creative, they get on to do things themselves and you don't have to be standing at the top of them all the time and it's really lovely. And they've got the confidence too of youth, you know, and they're not frightened of, you know, they'll just do it. And most of the times it turns out well, whereas us older ones might fiddle and faddle around more and, you know, and be checking and double checking and, you know, you're not as, I suppose you lose the confidence a bit as you get, well, they've still got it, so it's lovely to see them. And they come up with some lovely things, they do, yeah, it's really nice.
Year 12 student Gemma Timms is an old hand at the sewing group. She's been a regular for the past 6 years.
I think sewing is definitely a super good skill to have. You know, even just darning your socks you need to know or putting a button in, like, you know, heads up to like all these girls that want to be here and want to sew things and want to learn because it's important to have, I think, definitely.
And I guess important too to just grab these skills while you can still get them.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And especially at a young age because, I mean, everything sinks in more and then having the older ladies with all the knowledge and everything pass it down to these generations is amazing, yeah.
And is it more than just sewing? Like, do you end up friends with the ladies?
Definitely, yeah. Like, little Nancy, I mean, I've known Nancy for so long and Michelle and, I mean, we're all just best friends now, so it's really cool.
Stitched Up co-founder Kristen Collier agrees there's more to the sewing group than just needles and thread. She says it's fostered respect and understanding between the generations.
a lot of the women don't have necessarily a lot of contact with younger women, and the girls don't have a lot of contact with women of their age. And so it's like this shared space around creating together.
And what have you seen as the benefits for both the young and old here?
I think for the older women, it's that social connection. And I think it's also around being valued. I think that's something that maybe older people, you know, as they're more disconnected from younger people, not being recognised for the things they have to share. And I think for the young people, it's actually the reverse. It's seeing that older people have things to share and they're not necessarily judging them.
Over the past 10 years, more than 400 young girls have walked through the doors of the church hall to join the Stitched Up family. Michelle Stockton hopes they keep coming for many years to come.
I love making a difference. I think that's why we're all on the planet, is to make a difference, and I love being able to be part of that. We're an amazing team here. The ladies are awesome, absolutely awesome. And the girls, if it goes both ways. The ladies could get a new phone and the girls show them how to use it. Or if one of the ladies is sick, they'll make a card for her. Like it goes, it's both ways.